When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Oscars are not over. They are coming soon, but we are just getting started here anyway on Post Show Recaps Theater, as we are doing the Daily Oscar Pod, a new series from the Post Show Recaps Theater team, where each day we're going to highlight a Best Picture nominee with some guests along the way. My name is Grace. I'm here with my co-host, Ariel. Ariel, how are you doing?
Wow. Wow. The Academy Awards. Yeah. I can't believe they let us in here and we're sitting in the theater. And they're rehearsing, and crap, they're kicking us out.
Yeah, we're just seat fillers, you know. Yeah,
yes, we have to get up.
Yeah, I can't remember who it is. There's a great story of somebody, a seat filler, going to a real person, like a real celebrity, a real person, as if seat fillers aren't real people, mm-hmm. and being like, okay, I can take this seat now, and they're like, oh, I'm here because I'm nominated. I think it was for a Grammy, and I think it's Lewis Capaldi, but it's very funny, very memorable seat filler moment.
Incredible. So many great seat filler moments in history.
Yeah. You're telling me. So the Daily Oscar, the new podcast series from Post Show Recaps Theater, from Post Show Recaps.
Yes.
Where you're with me, where each day we're going to look at a Best Picture nominee and look back. We have actually done a podcast on every single Best Picture nominee except for All Quiet on the Western Front. Apologies to the country of Germany. We didn't do a particular episode on that one because it was a Netflix drop, but we're going to make up for it, and we're going to do an All Quiet on the Western Front episode and 9 additional episodes on movies that we've watched before and talked about before. But we're going to do it again.
How can we, Grace, but how would we differentiate those pods? Like, what's the difference between this pod and the one we may have done already on it, reviewing it originally?
Interesting. We are going to have guests along the way. I'm very excited for the crew of guests we have along the way. We have some people who have appeared on Post Show Recaps Theater before. Mm-hmm. We have some people who have appeared on Post Show Recaps, maybe not on Post Show Recaps Theater. And then we're going to have some people who have never been on Post Show Recaps, which I'm personally very excited about. Yeah. Yeah,
I was not asked about this. Oh no! When I find out about stuff live on the pod, I'm like,
such a gatekeeper, Ariel.
I just love gaslighting everyone. Yeah. Grace, yeah. And is there like, is it just going to exist on the same feed? Like, yes. How do I subscribe?
You should be subscribed. PostRecaps.com/movies. We'll make sure that you get our daily Oscars pod. We'll have some other movies we're covering in the next few weeks as well in our normal episodes, but a daily Oscars pod in your feed every day from starting tomorrow, March 2nd until March 11th. Then on March 12th, we will take a break to watch the Oscars, watch the Academy Awards, and the next day, you and I will get together to break it all down. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. How lucky are we?
So lucky. So much podcasting. So each podcast will have we'll introduce our guests. We will chat about the film overall, and maybe, you know, if we rewatched it, if our thoughts have changed. And then we're going to discuss some memorable moments from the films. And then we're gonna do a segment called If It Won. And this is essentially, if this movie won the Academy Award for Best Picture, how would you feel? So this will be very fun. Our guests will react along the way. I think that there's some that people would be absolutely delighted by, some that people would be surprised by, and I won't use the word revolted, but I think some that people would be displeased by.
Yes. There would be some revolts, maybe some revolution.
Yeah, the seat fillers will rise up in anarchy. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's run down the list of Best Picture nominees.
There are 10 this year, Grace.
10. I feel like when did they expand the field, Ariel?
I want to say it's been like at least 8 years.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I will say what I do like about it is that it doesn't have to be 10. It's anywhere. I believe it's at least 5.
Yeah.
And there have been the weird / interesting / not boring times where we had like 7 or 8. And then it just feels like extra insulting to the ones that didn't get nominated.
I know, right?
Because we have the space for them. We just didn't get enough votes to put them in.
Yeah.
So it's probably been longer than that. But this year we got a nice even number. And I would say for the most part, they seem deserving, with a couple of weird exceptions that you keep bringing up where people will continue to just shit on this movie.
I mean, the one that we'll talk about, I think the one that kind of is the most like, I think people would be the most sort of like upset if it won. I still think that like, you know, I can see why people like it if it's a certain category. We'll get into it. But you know, I'm not totally upset with these top 10.
It does feel, for the most part, I can look at every movie and be like, okay, this feels like a very Oscar thing to do, to nominate this movie or this kind of movie, at least.
Yeah. So let's run through them. We have All Quiet on the Western Front, the Netflix drama. This one, I feel like, was probably the biggest surprise, Ariel. It sort of started to get some momentum in terms of being a film that not only was going to get nominated, but that potentially like has, I think, sort of like an outside chance at maybe winning. If you believe it, won the BAFTA award for Best Picture.
It's coming out of nowhere, seemingly for me. It's the only one I haven't seen yet, but I will watch it before we talk about it.
It's very good. It's also nominated for International Pictures, sort of obviously. It feels like it's the front runner for that, just because it's like, you know, it's always weird if like it doesn't win, but then it's nominated for Best Picture. Like, why weren't the other ones nominated for Best Picture? If like Close beats it, which I don't think, I love Close, I don't think it's going to beat it, but like if Close wins, why wasn't it nominated for Best if it's better than All Quiet on the Western Front? That's true. About like countries can only submit one film.
Like this year the big you know, news story about that rule is RRR, you know, India submitting
something else,
different movie in that category that didn't get nominated, thinking perhaps maybe that RRR would get nominated
for Best Picture
somewhere. It did get best song nomination, so we're looking forward to that, you know. But yeah, All Quiet. I'm very quiet on All Quiet just because I haven't seen it, but again, I will rectify that. I am nothing if not respectful, and I'm hoping that there's still a couple of theaters showing it, so I'm selfishly hoping to be able to get in the theater.
I think it'd be a good theater movie. I really enjoyed it, but I think it would make a really good theater movie. It's like a, it is an epic. It's like a spectacle. So yeah.
I hope it's under 3 hours. That's all I'll say.
It's definitely
a movie.
It is under 3 hours.
Okay. So all right. The bar is low, but it has been clean.
By 15 minutes. Actually, maybe 13 woof, minutes. Woof.
Oh no, yeah. Please. Okay, stop. Don't get any lower than
that. Sorry. All right, Avatar: The Way of Water, the $2 billion film by James Cameron. Wow. The first Avatar was nominated as well. It lost to he lost director to The Hurt Locker. Or did The Hurt Locker win? What won that year?
The Hurt she definitely won, because I think the big joke is, right,
they were married and
they had like broken up or were like separated at that point, and she won. Was it Best Director and Best Picture?
It was.
So she was like, oh, look at me thriving post our relationship.
In the first year where the nominations expanded from 5 to 10. So
see?
Yeah.
So what year was it? 2007?
That is 2009.
Yeah. Ah, so close.
That's the 2009. You're very close, because the 2009 Academy Awards, meaning it's for films basically from
2008. Wow. Yeah. Plus or minus 2%. Love it.
Yeah. So the Avatar: Way of Water, I don't think it's going to win. I think very nice that there's two films in here that I think, like, I don't know that they have a shot to win, but are sort of like, you know, it's good that they're nominating these like blockbusters that people went to go see in Avatar.
If for no other reason than to get people interested in watching, you know, mm-hmm. the show, or like treating it like it matters to them, you know, like, oh, these are movies that I see, so I see myself in it, kind of, you know. Obviously the Oscars can for some people have that,
especially for people who are not V and blue. They're like, I see myself.
I see you. You know, Oscars have a reputation for some, and obviously they are trying to fight this, of being, you know, old and stuffy, and recognizing movies sometimes that for the most part, the large majority of people either don't know about or haven't seen or don't have access to sometimes, or ready access to. So, you know, it totally makes sense. I'm not saying that these nominations are only nominated because of these reasons that I'm listing. I'm just saying it helps.
It's a well-made film. Like, James Cameron knows how to make a movie. You know, we recently
He sees us.
All right. The Banshees of Inisherin, of course, is Martin McDonagh's a film. I think probably my second favorite movie of last year, at least in the top three. The other two are also nominated for Best Picture, so it's going to be tough. But I do love The Banshees of Inisherin. I think this sort of like dark comedy about friendship, like, it's very, very funny. I don't know if it can win, but I'd be delighted if it did. So, spoiling the how I'd feel section of the Banshees of Inisherin pod. Apologies.
Yes, we love a tease, a pre-reveal. I think this is definitely a great film. It's one of the ones, you know, that made a lot of sense, and definitely one of the biggest movies of the year. You know, perhaps not box office wise, but just like critically acclaimed, and, you know, that people were talking about, and a lot of nominations across the board. So it's all making sense. I'm actually looking forward to seeing it again. I've only seen it one time.
I've watched it twice. I'm very excited to watch it again. The thing that I think for me actually gave a little bit of the Banshees, I think it stock dropped just a smidge, is that recently at the BAFTAs, All Quiet on the Western Front actually won. And I feel like BAFTA sometimes can lean a little like British, which I think totally that makes sense. It's like, you know, the British Academy of Film and Television Arts. And so the fact that it did not win there and lost to All Quiet on the Western Front, I feel like hurts its chances just a smidge in terms of being one of these. Like, I think there's a handful of films that I would put in the, like, I think it definitely could win. It'd be a little bit of a surprise. It's not the front runner, but it could win. I put Banshees there, but I do think the BAFTA loss does hurt it a little bit. Although it did pick up at the Golden Globes, I believe it picked up. I know Martin McDonagh for screenplay and things like that. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what it walks away with. I think like it has some acting nominations that I think it could definitely win, like Colin Farrell and Barry Keoghan. But
and even maybe the the director award. I think these Banshees, they do be ghosting us. They be haunting us.
It did. It won the Golden Globe for musical comedy, beating Everything All at Once, which I think is a front runner. So I think that's kind of interesting as well.
And we do have some other, I think a lot of these have happened already, or at least the nominations, like the Writers Guild. I think SAG is coming up very soon.
I think this weekend.
By
the time this, releases. Yes,
it will have already happened, so we'll be able to cite those and talk about those. But yeah, there are just some last minute awards. I think will give us some information, perhaps, as to like how people have been voting. But also, it's like at some point they close the Oscars voting, so it's like it's not going to affect it too much. But it's all just data, and we're not sure which way the data is pointing, and we're just trying to extrapolate. Yeah. We're like the 538 of, I mean, with all the problematic stuff of Oscars prognostication.
Trying to just see if I can check when so March 2nd, the Oscars final voting opens and it ends on March 7th, so a 5-day window. So we have not even, by the time you're listening to this, tomorrow the Oscar voting opens and there's 5 days for folks to vote. So we're not even in the voting window. So a lot of this stuff will impact.
Look at that. Democracy doing well, thriving.
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Then we have Elvis, Baz Luhrmann's biopic on Elvis Presley. That's Ariel preparing himself.
Deep exhale.
Yeah, a very polarizing film, a film that there seems to be a large contingency of people who really, really love it. I am going to rewatch this film before our Elvis pod, and I'm very intrigued. The length gives me some pause in doing that.
Oh, but yes. I will definitely be using the pause button.
Yeah, that's right. I want to see if I can figure out where the love is coming from. Obviously, and one thing I'll mention, I was just going to say, like, I think Austin Butler is maybe one of the front runners for lead actor. We're not going to dive deep on the on these other awards, but we will talk through them as they are relevant to the movie that we are talking about. And so I think Austin Butler, certainly, he won the Golden Globe for lead actor in a drama. So he seems to be the favorite there. And yeah, it seems to have weird momentum. Apparently was getting like standing ovations at these like Oscar viewing parties, and we'll see.
Yeah, because the movie was over. I'm sorry.
That's right. We'll see. We shall see. Elvis, a very interesting nominee here. Probably I put it, I want to put it last. Like, you know, if I was voting, I think I have it last, but I think some voters have it higher up than maybe other people.
And with this preferential voting ballot where like you rank things as opposed to just like vote for one thing or the thing that you think deserves it the most, it could cancel things out. Like there are a lot of scenarios where things kind of, you know, that canceled that out or that tied with that. So we got to go to the next thing. We got to move down. I don't like it. It makes me scared.
You hate night balloting?
I might watch it again, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then we have, I think, the front runner, Everything Everywhere All at Once from the Daniels, I think certainly has the momentum. I think a very tepid place to be in is to be the front runner about a month out from the awards. I think that is not super. I mean, actually, we're about 2 weeks out, so maybe this is a good time to be the front runner. I don't know.
To your point, though, there are things that kind of, you know, become, they're not rules, but they become like trends in history. And sometimes you're like, are we in the middle of a surge, of a swell, or are we kind of like in a coming down moment? Because to your point, there is the thing of like, okay, you peak too early, or you peak too late, perhaps sometimes, and that affects the outcome, I think. But we don't know for sure until we get closer, because we're, you know, we're testing the waters. We got our barometers out trying to take the temperature of like a film Twitter. I kind of like use, you know, I kind of wave my hands around because that's a treacherous place to like believe all the time. But, you know, there are certain, you're picking up on like attitudes and the way critics feel and the way the public is feeling. And it's hard to prognosticate, but to your point, there is like a little bit of a gaming that some of these studios try to do, where it's like, okay, we have to like make the push at XYZ time as opposed to before that or after that, because then it'll be, you know, too early or too late.
At the Oscars luncheon, apparently, the biggest reactions, you know, among some others, went to a lot of the crew from Everything Everywhere All at Once, meaning it did get a lot of love. So I think it's a front runner. I think it also sort of weirdly, I think, fits in this category of like, if it feels like the front runner and it feels like the thing that most people want to win. I think it's like a very beloved film. It's a weird film, something that like doesn't feel super Oscar-y, if that makes sense. And so it would be kind of a delight and a treat, and like maybe a sign that the Oscars are starting to like recognize things that previously wouldn't have been recognized. I think that's the desire for Everything Everywhere All at Once to win. And I say that meaning like I would love it for it to win. So, yeah,
I would love for it to win as well. I don't know. I mean, we'll be happy to dig into that, all that, when we do our episode on it. But theoretically, it could win. It should have won every award all at once, everywhere. You know, everything.
Well, in other timelines, it certainly did.
It probably could have and did. Yeah, that's true. So that's the question. You're right. The question ultimately is which version of the multiverse are we in right now, whether it wins or not.
That's right. Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans, his sort of coming of age biopic, which I think gets a little bit discredited as a movie about movies. I think it's a little deeper than that. I think it's about what you're willing to sort of sacrifice for art. The Fablemans, I thought sort of when things got announced, I really feel like this is, like, if this wins, I think it won the Golden Globe for drama. It ended the night, Spielberg being on stage, having won for The Fablemans. I think that this one feels like, other than Elvis, I think this is the one that people, if it was to win, people will go, that's not really surprising. I don't know how satisfying it is, but it's unsurprising, I think, if The Fablemans wins.
Yeah, for me, this one, I guess similarly, I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if it won, but I would kind of,
it's a Spielberg flick, you know?
I think it's a little, to me it feels a little on the nose, so to speak, but you know, sometimes Oscar gonna Oscar, and we're not sure which Oscar we get sometimes, like
this feels the most Oscar-y of anything.
To the Elvis point, you know, Oscar gonna biopic, to this point Oscar gonna movie about movies, like we're not sure which multiverse Oscar we're getting.
All right. Cate Blanchett's Tar, which it is, but it's Todd Field's Tar, nominated. Cate Blanchett, a front runner for the leading actress nomination, potentially will win there. Tar, a very timely movie about sort of cancel culture. I think a movie that I really, really like. I liked revisiting it recently. I have this one in my, like, I think it could win. I think it would be surprising, but I think it definitely could win. It feels like a very smart movie that people might want to like acknowledge as like a very smart movie. So Tar.
Tar. Yeah. If you can spell it right with the thing over the thing, then you're
right.
as intelligent as this movie wants you to be.
That's right.
Yeah, I think it feels like the, how can I put it? Like the uppity indie movie that could a little bit, yeah. And not that it's, you know, it's not indie. It's, you know, it's Todd Field.
It feels the most indie though.
It feels, yeah. Yes, exactly. It feels indie. It has this like air about it that it's not going to be for everyone. But the movie likes that. The movie is starting, yeah. is standing on its perch and like, well, if you know, you know, or much more like Lydia Tarr, you know,
yeah, yeah,
anti whatever. Gosh, she uses some words in this movie. I'm like,
this is a movie that like,
Aaron Sorkin wrote a screenplay. And yeah, it was like, hold my beer.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like people came out of Dune. Dune was a movie that like Denis Villeneuve just wanted you to like live in Dune. He like was spending no time explaining things. This movie, the similarly, where I'm like, I don't know anything about Conductors or Mahler's Fifth or whatever, but I love this movie, you know. But like, boy, do I not understand any of this?
You're like, you Mahler, know? Real person? ? We'll find out.
Yeah. All right, Joseph Kaczynski's Top Gun: Maverick, the movie that saved cinema. Steven Spielberg himself to Tom Cruise himself, Top Gun Maverick, a delight, a movie you've seen more than anybody else in the world. Ariel, yes. What do you think? Yeah,
this is God. It's hard for me to not think about this movie and smile.
Yeah.
Did Hans Zimmer get a nomination for music? I feel like he didn't. And I was pissed about it.
Let's check.
I'll vamp. Incredible time at the movies, felt like the most, you know, before Babylon came along towards the end of the year, this movie felt like the most movie in a way, and yeah. in a very
movie.
Different way. Yeah. The movie, capital M, or however you spell movie. Tom Cruise, you know, problematic, but people love him. People know what he's doing, at least with,
yeah.
with movies, with no. this movie.
No, Hans Zimmer.
So the disrespect. So like in some ways, I feel like this nomination, and you know, obviously there were some visual effects ones. I think there was like an editing one.
Sound. It got nominated for.
It's carrying the torch for one of my true loves, Hans Zimmer.
To the point about Tar before, I feel like the like amount of categories and the type of categories that Tar got nominated for, including like editing and cinematography and director and all this stuff, original screenplay, I feel like there is something about it that I think it could like surprisingly win. Top Gun Maverick is like basically holding out for you know, these like minor, so it's like film editing and sound, and then just like, yeah, okay, and then Best Picture.
Yes. Can hear the jets now. Wow, just like buzzing by me. Incredible movie, and a movie that like more so than I'm trying to think if there are any others, but like probably the one in the top two of like movies that deserve to be seen and were like arguably only deserve to be seen on the big screen as opposed to
or an airplane, like everybody did when I traveled earlier this year. Everybody,
I mean, that at least, you know, there's like a cuteness factor to that. A little hat on a hat.
A lot of plane movies are banned from being played on an airplane. If anything that has an airplane crash, you are absolutely not allowed to play on an airplane. Yes. So, yeah.
Oh, is that a rule? That actually makes sense. So we won't be seeing plane on a plane.
I suppose Top Gun Maverick, there's like a plane that crashes, but not in the way that like you can't be like in a commercial plane. And it crashes.
Yeah, so the movie Plane. Wow.
Plane, you can't watch.
I don't know why I never thought of that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not allowed to play on plane. Yeah. All right, Triangle.
The lawyers are like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
You can't stop. Yeah. Triangle of Sadness, Ruben Östlund's satirical black comedy, sort of three-parter. Definitely in the vein of these movies and TV shows that are coming out, a la The White Lotus and Succession, that are about capitalism and rich people and their role in society. Woody Harrelson is in here. I think this is a bit of a surprise, but it did win the Palme d'Or at Cannes last year. So I think that it has a big international sort of support body. This is one that I'm seeing some people being like, you watch out for Triangle of Sadness. It might win this thing just because the Academy is quite international. Yes. This movie is international. I don't think it will win. I really like this movie. Dolly de Leon has the breakout performance of the year last year for me and was robbed of being nominated in Best Supporting Actress. But Triangle of Sadness was very fun. I don't think it's going to win, but I'm delighted that it got nominated, Ariel.
I don't think it's going to win either, but if it won, I would cackle laughing and stand up and cheer. I would be so happy. And this isn't like a deserves it over anything thing. This is just wow, that's a great twist. And I'm really happy for this movie that I really enjoyed.
I think if this movie wins, it'll have the weirdest energy in the room. Like at least with Elvis, it'll be like,
applause question mark.
Yeah. Like, okay. All right. You know, okay. Yeah. It's very interesting. Very fun movie, built in three acts. It's good. If you haven't seen it, it's worth checking out. We'll cover it on the pod, obviously, along with these other ones. My favorite movie of last year, which I absolutely don't think is winning, but I am again delighted it got nominated, is Sarah Polley's Women Talking, the ensemble feature about these men Night women who decide what they're going to do in the wake of tragedy in their colony. I love it. I know a lot of people, this has been one that I feel like when I recommend it, people are like, thank you so much for recommending it. Or like, I don't know, but that one is very much a play.
You didn't really warn me.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. Which I have to say, if you didn't like this movie, can't believe you hate women.
That's wow. Yeah. You hate when women are talking. That's the only logical conclusion. I for sure loved this movie. It's definitely like in my probably my top five for sure. I'm trying to catch it again in theaters. Yep. I was just actually talking to my friend about it the other day because they haven't seen it and they're like, I want to see it. I'm like, I will go with you, please. Watch this movie. Watch Come With Me and I Will Cry in Private in Public. Amazing performances. Just it's a movie that feels like it's bigger. I always get this one wrong. The sum is greater than the whole of its parts. It has so much heart and it is a heavy movie, like you said. And I know that isn't for everyone, but man, it's good. It's just real good.
Yeah. So those are the 10 movies. We'll talk about them more in depth every day leading up to the 95th Academy Awards.
Wow.
March 12th. Yeah. We'll have a recap. Yeah.
Nonagenarian. I'm trying to, what's like after octogenarian? Like, it's Oscars is old. Like, no shade against the old, but Oscars getting up there.
Nonagenarian. You're right.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Public education.
And we'll be we'll try to get a reaction pod to you at some point in the day on Monday, March 13th. Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully nobody gets slapped. That's what I
heard. Well, did you hear that? I mean, this is tangent. They have an emergency response crew on hand for basically like a PR response crew on hand. And like, I believe I saw this on somewhere. They're like, as if this, like this Academy Awards would not take somebody being slapped again. Like, genuinely, like, not a bit. Like, it was the buzziest thing that happened last year, right? Like, as if they would not want somebody to actually, like, they want.
Oh, no. We better get a PR team quickly. Yeah. Get there fast.
Yeah. Anyway, those are the 10 nominees. We'll chat about them every day for the next 10 days. Very excited. We have some very fun guests along the way.
We live here now.
This is where we live.
Long time.
In this. We're recording. Where are these being held? Where are we right now?
The Dolby Theater. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. We'll chat about that.
I saw him in a commercial, and I couldn't tell if it was just a bit for ABC or if it was a hosting bit. But I think he'll be good. He's been around long enough. He knows how to do that kind of thing.
He has some bite to him, I think.
In a good way. I agree.
Yeah. So that should be fun, and hope you enjoy our conversations over the next 10 days. Until next time, I'm Grace, that's Ariel, and this is Post Recap Steve.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.